The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and you grump eaters too. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. It's Friday. Still cold in the state of Minnesota here, though. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of pro-murderers that pro-choicers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, it's Sons of Liberty Radio. Like us, Sons of Liberty Radio. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, that number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Let me rewind a little bit. Heather, are you looking at me? Heather's our producer. Do me a favor, get on the mic really quick. Speaking of those that hate us, what was it, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago? Media Matters, the George Soros outlet, actually wrote about the Sons of Liberty, an article that I did on WorldNet Daily attacking me. Outlandish, they said. I shared this with you, my friends, on the radio, if you recall. Well, there was another organization out there, another socialist organization out there. They're called Right Wing Watch, and I'm not giving them any credit or notability or notoriety, but I think it's important for people to understand how these people operate. Outlandish to question government concerning Sandy Hook. Outlandish, they said. Well, that was Media Matters, so we gave them a phone call, and of course, no response. So we called Right Wing Watch, the other socialist outlet. Again, no response, friends. See, you have to understand something with these Saul Alinsky, socialist communists, enemies to America, friend. You need to understand that they shout and they shoot. Their objective isn't to have conversation, to meet according to the laws of our land. It's shout and shoot. It's to aim at issues that they choose to deal with. Listen carefully. The issue is never the issue. The issue is revolution. That's what Saul Alinsky said. And this is exactly how they operate. They attack. They contrive. They set you in a false light. They defame you. They lie about you. They misconstrue what you say. They throw it out there the way that their sick minds hear it. But they won't get on the radio with me, friends. This is amazing. Well, this is nothing new under the sun for the Sons of Liberty. But the bottom line is, friends, is why are they never on the radio? How come we never hear these George Soros outlets on the radio? Why? Because there's no credibility. Folks, they're enemies to your nation. But Heather, now I know we called them at the beginning of the week. Have they called back? Did they want to get on the radio with us?
No, they were actually a little taken back that we would call and ask them to come on and talk about what they themselves wrote.
Now, why do you think they would be taken back, Heather?
Well,
do you think they're not used to people coming back and attacking the issues? You think they're used to people just running and hiding from them? Do you think? Apparently they're finding out that Sons of Liberty are not made out of that. We've never been made out of that. And usually what we do is when we're attacked, we attack the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And when we attack the issue, friends, we find that's where we hold up our liberties. Does that sound like an American patriot?
They're used to running and hiders. Apparently they don't realize our nonprofit is you can run, but you cannot hide.
Amen.
We refuse to hide. And there is no running from the truth because it confronts you at every single step.
But I'm just curious. I mean, the atheists, the Rob Bostons of the world.
Rob Boston.
These principals in public schools, they're running from these people.
Yes.
The ACLUers.
Terror-stricken.
How come you never hear them on the radio defending their supposed contrived version, fabricated version, distorted version, manipulated version of the Constitution of the United States? It's never the Constitution, they quote.
No.
And if they do, they do it in part.
Yeah.
What was that, Heather? Speaking of ACLU, what is it that they omitted concerning the first...
Congress shall make no law. Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, what did they forget, though, Jake? They forgot
that.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion under the umbrella of Christianity, friends, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
They
within the confines of law, friends. See, these people don't have the right to break the law. Freedom of speech is not found in breaking the law, friends.
There's no freedom.
And they realize this when you go back at them.
Yep.
America sits back and complains about what they tolerate because I'm reading the Constitution, Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. And I just merely speaking of media matters and speaking of right wing watch, like they got the law behind them or something.
They're watching.
Like they're to be feared or something.
They're watching
you.
But
when you confront these organizations, they have nothing to stand on, friends. Do you not realize that everything that is going on in your country, where you capitulate, if you're not in sin, do you realize that you are capitulating to deception? End of story. That's all. Nothing else.
There's no muscle behind it.
Deception. The only thing, and the only footing they have is to put their feet on deception. And that rug's to be pulled sooner or later when the people realize the truth of the fact or the matter. Yeah, they have,
30.
Folks, truth crushed to the earth will rise again. William Cullen Bryant was right. Lies, you need to prop them up. And folks, these people rely on the fact that you're not going to say anything back to them.
Yes.
I'm just kind of curious, where is Media Matters? Where is our friends from Right Wing Watch? They didn't bother calling back. They were taken back, said Heather, the producer. Heather, did she sound like she maybe, I don't know.
Soiled her drawer?
I was just going to say that.
She was quite nervous that we called. She knew exactly who we were.
She did. I bet she did. Folks, we're going
to
come right back.
I'll talk to my boss.
I'm going
to
talk about 545 people versus 312 million people.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Monica. I'm from California, and I love listening to Sons of Liberty. I found them on
my Kindle Fire, and I'm so excited. I just look forward to listening to them every day. They bless me every day.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Never before has there been a nail hardener that requires no drying time. The all-natural herbal blends of Nails of Steel can help eliminate cracking, splitting, hangnails, and other nail problems with virtually no drying time. Nails of Steel is hypoallergenic and biodegradable, and is so easy to use, you can keep it at the home or at the office. Just massage this rich, creamy herbal lotion over your natural or polished nails, and within the first week, you will begin to notice your nails looking healthier and strengthening.
My fingernails were always chipped, and then I started using Nails of Steel. Today, my nails are healthy and strong, and they look like I just walked out of the salon.
Nails of Steel is also used by men. Men work hard, and our hands can show it.
I used to have split, broken nails. With Nails of Steel, I can work hard, be rough, and still have strong nails, keep my hands looking groomed.
You don't have to be a female to want Nails of Steel. Everyone wants a good-looking pair of hands. And broken, chipped, and damaged nails can be painful. Go to nailsofsteel.com for healthy, manicured-looking nails. Nailsofsteel.com for the salon in a bottle. That's nailsofsteel.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friend, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Got three segments left today. 1-877-807-9977. And, side note, if you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, go to Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1, real quick before I give it over to the other guy. Heather, what did you just find on the ACLU?
That the ACLU, on their website, they, when you were talking earlier about, they edited the First Amendment to take out respecting an establishment of religion.
And they were busted doing that.
Yes, and on their website it literally said, it's probably no accident that freedom of speech is the first freedom mentioned in the First Amendment. And then they quote it, Congress shall make no law, abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
So they omitted that. Well, Roger Baldwin said the end of the ACLU is communism.
Yep.
And America has been letting the ACLU bully them around for how many years now?
Yep.
80, 90 years.
They go around and threaten. They go around and threaten a lawsuit because people don't want to pay for it. Because liberty isn't that important to people.
Yeah, what were you going to say, Heather?
And then after they quoted their version of the First Amendment, this is how they concluded it. The Constitution's framers believed that freedom of inquiry and liberty of expression were the hallmarks of a democratic society.
Yeah, see, folks, we're a republic, number one, and they're acknowledging God nowhere. Of course, that's who they're at war with, and of course, they're going to lose. And of course, they haven't did their homework and studied in the past.
Or they have done their homework, they've studied it, and now they're trying to socially engineer it.
They're subjecting themselves to another...
They are, too. Yeah, they think they're like...
I don't get it.
We're beyond it. It's going to happen, but it won't touch us, right?
Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And, well, Mr. Other Guy, why is that?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's
Indeed.
Head.
It is.
I don't like when my brains are in somebody else's head. Therefore, I refuse to put them there, and America needs to do the same. Speaking of the Sons of Liberty Facebook at sonsoflibertyradio.com, we just posted another text art where we put a picture with a phrase in it, and it was off of Bradley's last column, Public Schools Are Teaching What? Pharmaceutical companies are raking in hundreds of millions of dollars a day, while America's students are used as political and medical guinea pigs.
Yep.
Now, this has been the feedback from that. It posted on WorldNet Daily last night. I wanted to say, or no, this is how I discovered Bradley Dean, said Cambria Anderson. She just joined Sons of Liberty Facebook. And the Sons of Liberty Radio. I am glad that they, speaking of Western journalism, picked this story up. Folks are finding out about us through various outlets, and Cambria was delighted to do this. And I encourage you
cool
to
name.
Read. That is a very cool name.
Yeah.
I encourage you to read this column, but also share it, throw it up on Facebook, tweet it, social media it, because people need to understand that there is more depth to our, what would we say, our liberties than what the argument is out today.
Yeah.
It's out on the level surface table. That's all that it is. And then it doesn't pursue any further. And we're going to get into that with what Mr. Eric Holder is trying to do and with what Judicial Watch is trying to do. Right now, the latest three columns that have been, we've been picked up by are Western Journalism, Godfather Politics, and Patriot Newswire. You're going to love those outlets.
Godfather one's kind of funny. The cover.
Yeah.
Man, they're
Muffles.
Heavyweights, dude.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
They get a lot of reads every single week. Wendy Blanks, the SLU Journal, she's the editor and the owner of the SLU Journal, who's also picking up our commentaries, said this about the comic book. I wanted to send a thank you to Brad.
I'm my testimonial.
That's right. This comic book is a testimonial of Brad's life. It also ties in with the My War series that you see on the homepage every time you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. And she said, I wanted to send a thank you to Bradley for sending his new comic book. Now, when most people think comic book, they think kids. This is not. This is an entirely true story, number one.
Well, Jake, can I interject really quick? What did the Chinese use to indoctrinate their kids? They used comic books to indoctrinate communism into their people.
Great way to get message out.
And everybody loves Marvel.
That's true.
I mean, you're just not going to get away from that.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we got a picture of us and Stan Lee not too long ago.
No, Stan Lee's got a picture
of Liberty.
Stan Lee's got a picture of us with him,
right.
Jake.
Well, yeah, I was gonna flip that around and say Stan Lee. He loves the Sons of Liberty.
He did. I walked out of the bathroom. He looked at me and says, Bradley Dean, what are you doing in California?
And can I get a copy of your comic book?
Yes.
Speaking of the comic book, Wendy Blanks, thank you for sending me this comic book. It's awesome. Thanks for everything you all do. If you want to see that comic book, go to our store, shop on sonsoflibertyradio.com.
And if you want to know what my war is, it's been my war during the last 12 years of doing high school assembly programs throughout the country, folks.
Yep.
People need to see firsthand. The guy that we used was Jim Gillette, the guy that worked with Steven Spielberg on
his last project.
Yes, on Jaws Reunion. Yep. So when you see that documentary, friends, he's the same guy that did our My War series.
Yep.
Shows us getting kicked out of schools for teaching the Constitution. It shows the response of the kids. One particular school, we were actually in Arkansas. We left the school. The kids all came around the bus, helped us outload. And then they asked us if we would do a concert that night. We set up in the middle of the town. The mayor, the homosexual mayor, came along, illegally kicked us out. Cops were surrounding us, dogs, the whole shebang. It's interesting stuff, but we're educating the people as to what's going on. And so what we did is we went to the next generation that's coming up behind us, because we'd be fools not to, right, friends?
That's right.
Okay, because we don't want them to curse us when we're 50 and 60 and 70 years old. So therefore, we better go out there and love on them now. And for the most part, that has been forgotten about, and that's why you're having problems, because Obama's trying to bridge the gap between the last six decades with who he is, because what they're being taught in public schools is basically they're looking for a guy that looks just like Obama.
Right.
So when they come out of high school, they've already been indoctrinated to believe everything that this man has said.
Yep.
They're teaching through international baccalaureate, disarmament, homosexuality, abortion, looking at animals and humans as brothers and sisters. Friends, it's sick. But friends, again, this is just the beginning. So how you respond to the truth that's given, that's where you're going to find your truth. And of course, it's all under the umbrella of the King Jesus we serve.
There's no muscle behind them at all. Again, going to school shooters and pharmaceuticals, the latest column. Find the tech start on Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook. Share it. It's linked right to that new column that Bradley just wrote. Also, too, Holder begs the court to stop the document release on Fast and Furious.
I would, too, if I was him, right?
So would I. We're talking about a government that has no accountability to the people, what they do, but they're pretending like they don't.
That's right.
This is what happened. The administration refused to comply. Judicial Watch filed a lawsuit against this administration and said, hey, remember those documents that Obama tried to cover up? Well, we should be able, that information should be disclosed to the American people. They work for us.
Who's the attorney?
The attorney who started Judicial Watch?
No, who's the attorney that's going after Eric Holder?
That one I don't know.
Really?
All I have is Judicial Watch.
Okay.
Judicial Watch. Now, this lawsuit...
That's what Larry Klayman started, though.
Yep,
correct.
He started Judicial Watch. We know that guy. The administration refused to comply with Judicial Watch's request. And in mid-September, the group filed a lawsuit challenging Holder's denial.
Incredible. Incredible.
This lawsuit remains ongoing, but within the past week, listen to what the president is doing again. We need to take guns
right
out of the arms
faces,
of the American
friends.
People because
yep.
we need to protect our children. But yet, when there's evidence on the table that showed that this administration is responsible for murders of multiple people, Mexican citizens, as well as American citizens, President Barack Obama's administration filed what's called a motion to stay the suit. This motion is something that, if granted, would delay the lawsuit indefinitely.
Folks, you need to understand that if the American people hold this administration accountable for the crimes that were committed in Mexico,
yep.
when they were putting these assault weapons into their hands, if the American people hold them accountable, this man is done.
Yes.
And so is his administration.
And so
you need to understand that. If you give him a pass, you're only subjecting yourself to further abuse.
Yep.
You need to understand that.
Yep. And so is the corruption. I mean, when you attack...
It's every day. It's not once... he's doing everything contrary to who you are. He is attacking your foundations daily.
That's right.
Daily. And he's only doing it because you're allowing him to do it. That's it. So don't complain to me or Facebook you're capitulating baloney. Stand up for your country if you love the freedoms that you have, and you will win the day. And we will win the day in Jesus' name.
You know what? I want to give an example of how you do that. Judicial Watch, for example, is a nonprofit. It's people behind them that support them that say, hey, take it to these guys. This is what you're good at. I will support it.
And there's not many people that do that, though.
No, there's not. Yeah. That's one way for the American people to step up. So many people always say, so what should I do? What should I do? First of all, you teach your family, you instruct your family, you stand in the leadership role that you have in your community. If you don't have one, you better get one, because God calls you to be kings and priests and leaders.
Amen.
But next, you
and conquerors.
Coach. That's right.
Amen.
Conquerors,
what
overcomers.
What is it that overcomes the world, my friends?
Yep.
Faith. Who gave you that faith? The Son of God.
And how does faith work? By love. So we can't Amen. Talk about how much we love Jesus and we love
yeah.
America.
Oh, hallelujah.
Man, hallelujah.
I can do what I want Man. To, and no matter what I
God
do.
God knows.
Jesus loved me. He ain't going to let Man. Me go down to hell. No, sir.
God knows how hard it is.
Mm-hmm. I
know,
use that grace.
I'm sorry
I use that.
That
grace as an occasion for my flesh.
Man, I have my pastor bless these cigarettes
yes.
and alcohol, brother.
Yes.
Oh, man.
And don't forget about
the lottery.
Don't forget all those tickets now. Yeah, I'm going
to
win that.
Do that lottery ticket. And then I'm going to tie to the church once yeah, I win that lotto.
It's a real
oh,
big ball.
Hallelujah.
That ball is about $540 million.
Yeah.
I'll give you some of it, too.
I feel the Lord.
If I live long enough after I get it, my family don't kill me off.
For sure, because that's
yeah.
what happens. Ill-gotten gain comes out how? Treacherously.
You know, we've done that before. We showed the people what happens when people win
yeah.
lotteries.
Yep.
It's incredible, friends, how people turn on each other,
kill
each other off, steal from each other. It's incredible.
It hits out on their husbands or wives.
Literally.
Yep.
Yeah. We did a show on that, and it was
yep.
actually a good one.
Yeah.
But aside of that, folks, what we're going to do is we're going to come back and talk about 545 people against 300 million. You heard
Sounds
me right.
Like
312 million,
good.
Actually. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back after this break. We'll kick it off.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable, survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty again, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, I want to let you know throughout the duration of the show, we have many emails and many callers, but we want you to stick to the topic, so therefore, if you don't stick to the topic, we're not going to pull you on. I think people sometimes think, geez, is anybody calling there? Yeah, people are calling in, but we need to stick to the topic. Or sometimes people just, how do I say this? Sometimes people just fearlessly want to get on the radio by writing something.
Yeah.
And I, instead of actually getting on the radio and saying it for themselves, man, this is what America needs to work itself out of.
Action.
545 people, which are all, by the way, they are not all corrupt. See, I'm getting this King James Version and Modern English mixed up again here.
Corrupt, they are not all.
That's right. Now you're starting to sound like Yoda. 545 versus 300 million people, which it may very well be 312 million and some odd numbers. This was written in 1984 by the Orlando Sentinel, and it seems like it was written yesterday. It's very prophetic. Listen carefully. Politicians are the only people in the world who create problems and then campaign against them.
Yep.
By the way, politicians is not a good word. They're called statesmen or stateswomen. They work for you. Politicians work for special interests. So when you call a politician, you're in a sense slandering that individual. Have you ever wondered if both the Democrats and the Republicans are against deficits? Why do we have deficits? True. Why do we have deficits? Have you ever wondered if all the politicians are against inflation and high taxes, why do we have inflation and high taxes? I can tell you why right now, because they're politicians. They're not working for the people, according to the Republican version of our law. Rather, they're working for a system called democracy, which only destroys our republic. But let me go on. You and I don't oppose a federal budget. The president does. You and I don't have the constitutional authority to vote on appropriations, the House of Representatives does, but wait a second, who do they represent? Us. You and I don't write the tax code. Congress does. But does anybody understand the tax code? No.
Incredible.
It's not written to be understood. You and I don't see or set fiscal policy. Congress does. But whose money is it, friends? You and I don't control monetary policy. The Federal Reserve Bank does. But how valid is the Federal Reserve Bank? 100 senators, 435 congressmen, one president, and nine Supreme Court justices equates to 545 human beings out of the 300 million which are directly, legally, morally, and individually responsible for the domestic problems that plague this country. Jake, you can go ahead and interject anytime. I exclude the members of the Federal Reserve Board because that problem was created by the Congress. In 1913, Congress delegated its constitutional duty to provide a sound currency to a federally chartered but private central bank.
That's right. Federal Reserve is no more federal than Federal Express.
I excluded all the special interests and lobbyists for a sound reason. They have no legal authority. They have no ability to coerce a senator, a congressman, or a president to do one cotton-picking thing. I don't care if they offer a politician $1 million in cash. The politician has the power to accept or reject it. True that. Correct. No matter what the lobbyist promises, it is the legislator's responsibility to determine how he votes. That's right. The reason you have corruption in your government is because those that serve we the people have become morally corrupt. Those 545 human beings spend much of their energy convincing you that what they did is not their fault. They cooperate in this common con regardless of party. What separates a politician from a normal human being is an excuse amounts of gall. No normal human being would have the gall of a speaker who stood up and criticized the president for creating deficits. The president can only propose a budget. He cannot force the Congress to accept it. That's until America met Barack Hussein Obama. The Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land, which we are all ruled by, might I add, gives sole responsibility to the House of Representatives for originating and approving appropriations and taxes. Who is the Speaker of the House? He is the leader of the majority party. He and his fellow House members, not the president, can approve any budget they want. If the president vetoes it, they can pass it over his veto if they agree to it. It seems inconceivable to me that a nation of 312 million cannot replace 545 people who stand convicted by present facts of incompetence and irresponsibility. I can't think of a single domestic problem that is not traceable or is not traceable directly to those 545 people that work for you, America. When you fully grasp the plain truth that 545 people exercise the power of the federal government, then it must follow that what exists is what they want to exist and what the American people tolerate to exist. This is all about responsibility, friends. Because at length, might I add and interject, that they don't take responsibility for what they do because the American people don't take responsibility for what they allow their government to do. You see how that works?
You know, it's kind of like the old, back in the Bible in the days of Samuel, when God ruled over the people of Israel. The people of Israel wanted a pass for their sin, so what do they got to do? They got to create a leader.
That's right.
Or what the children of Israel did with Aaron. They wanted to create a different God that would give them a pass for their sin. Because they didn't want the
true God. Read Deuteronomy 17, friends. Go ahead.
They didn't want the true God, so they created a different God so they could have the pass from their sin. The American people right now want to pass from their sin, too.
That's right.
They want to indulge and entertain themselves.
That's right.
They want to get caught up in all of this stuff about, you know, following the law and loving your neighbors yourself or any of those sort of things. So they want to create somebody that then can give them a pass. And so Congress is willing to do that,
in
American people.
In essence, somebody else will take care of the problem.
Yeah, or yeah. somebody else.
And they are taking care of the problem.
And somebody, exactly.
They're destroying your country.
Somebody else will give you the ability to continue on in your life, and don't worry about it, we'll take care of it up here, and they give the American people a pass. See, if I was a congressman, or I was a senator, or a governor, I would point the finger right back at the people yep. and say, "Why? Like we do on the show every
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
Why have you allowed this? Why have you tolerated this? I'm here to put things in order, and that's where we're going to go."
I had a congresswoman tell me on the phone, that since I've been there, I think she's been there for 3-4 years now, she says, "I've yet to have any of my constituents walk into my office." Listen to that.
Mm-hmm. Where's the accountability?
That's exactly right.
So the people just want to create
So the politicians are only doing what you right. allow them to do, America. Is what it comes back. That's exactly right.
Because you don't really want them to do anything, because you want something to complain about and stay the way that you are.
And if that wasn't true, then why does it exist?
Exactly.
Right? Let me go on. If the tax code is unfair, it is because they want it unfair. Notice how they never want resolve. Notice how the American people never demand resolve.
Shifting.
If the budget is in the red, it is because they want it in the red. Listen carefully, friends. If the Army and Marines are in a foreign country, it's because they want them in a foreign country. And the American people allowed them to go fight unconstitutional wars. If they don't receive Social Security but are on an elite retirement plan not available to the people, it's because they want it that way. You know, why is it that these people that passed Obamacare, why are they all exempt, Jake?
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Because it's so good that they just don't yeah. feel that they're worthy of receiving.
Why is all these anti-gunners, why are they armed to the hilt?
Guarded by guns?
Yeah.
That one I can't figure
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I don't get it neither. But why do the American people tolerate that? That's the great wonder of the age, friends. But let me go on. If they don't receive Social Security but are on an elite retirement plan not available to the people, it's because they want it that way. Mm-hmm. There are no insoluble government problems. They can all be solved, friends. Don't let these 540 shift the blame to bureaucrats, which they always do, whom they hire and whose jobs they can abolish. Yep. To lobbyists, whose gifts and advice they can reject. To regulators, to whom they give the power to regulate, and from whom they can take this power, because they're above it. You've empowered them to be above it, friends. All, not some, all. Do not let them con you into belief, and the belief that there exist disembodied mystical forces like the economy, inflation, or politics that prevent them from doing what they take an oath to do.
It's out of our control.
Yes, those 545 people and they alone are responsible. They and they alone have the power. They and they alone should be held accountable by the people who are their bosses. And friends, you just happen to be their bosses. Provided the voters have the gumption to manage their own employees, and that's your responsibility, friends. So we should vote them out, or we should impeach all of them out of office and clean up their mess. Because at length, it is our mess. 545 people versus 312 million people. Friends, do the math. Why are we being judged? We've left off our God. We've left off his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments. So what are we dealing with? The fallout. You depart from God, history repeats itself, we deal with the mess. And here's the mess. We need to take responsibility before a just and holy God, first and foremost, and then and only then will we deal with our government.
Yeah, and then and only then will we be able to. The Bible says, "Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all thy people." This is God speaking to Moses about the rulers they were going to set up for themselves. Able men, they've got to be able. That's one of the criteria. Such as fear God, that's another one of the criteria. Because, like John Witherspoon said, who was a signer of the Declaration, the president of Princeton University, he educated a man called James Madison, who then wrote the Constitution. He is the best friend to American liberty, who is the most sincere and active in promoting true and undefiled religion, Christianity.
Yeah.
Whosoever is an avowed enemy of God, I hesitate not to call him the enemy of his country. Men of truth, hating covetousness, they're not going to take bribes and place such over you to be rulers
Amen.
Of thousands and going forth. I think what people want to do is they want someone they can blame that won't blame them back. And isn't that what you have in
that's
Congress
not
right
gonna,
now?
That's not going to work on Judgment
it's not
Day.
Fly.
The reformer Martin Luther said that the man that longs to be rid of his sin is the man that's ready for Judgment Day.
That's right.
That's called taking responsibility. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. The Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, February 28th. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Annandale, Minnesota. The course will also be available by webinar. Now, the cost is $150 per person and $30 for each additional family member, but the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've been invited to present the final class in this series and participate in the graduation, so I will see you there.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep worrying about tests and schoolwork? Eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, if you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, Bradley Dean, on Facebook, about halfway there, friends. Get in while you can. If you're a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving yourselves, jump on. And I want to make 2 points. I'll take some of these calls, and then Jake's got something to say. And maybe I should have you do it now, then people hang on.
There we go.
You think? No, here, let me get to this. A pious writer calls this the catechism of Christian righteousness. This is second to none. This is great. The following points in the catechism. Is that Catholic?
I like wisdom.
Did you guys have catechisms?
There is catechism, but it's for all religions. It's basically like an instruction manual.
I understand that, but I was always taught that catechism was Catholic.
Yeah, there was a catechism, Catholic catechism. Martin Luther wrote a Lutheran catechism.
Yeah, yeah. You want to hear this one? This is one that Spurgeon shared. Catechism. Okay? The following points in this catechism are worthy of high consideration. Namely, listen carefully. How is God glorified in us and we in him? By his grace. What does his grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him. By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How was Christ and how has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did he give? His blood. What does his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Thank you, Lord. Why did he choose these means? to confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish his own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all mankind, friends, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That is as simple as it gets. And that is great. And by the way, it's very thorough. That is very thorough.
Yeah.
Line upon line, precept upon precept. I just read the New Testament.
Simple.
Yeah. And the Old Testament. Yeah. Got to read both books, friends. Right. Ah, some people say, you know, we're just not out of the Old Testament. Well, that's the character of God, friends. It symbolizes.
Some people tell me, too, you only need half of your body. I think some people operate with maybe half of their brain.
But you hear that. That's common. As a matter of fact, it's interesting when you go to the book of Matthew, it's the genealogy of all those Old Testament people. It's like, well, who are these guys, man? I've never read the Old Testament. My pastor told me I didn't need to read it anymore.
What was the first scripture Jesus preached in the synagogue after he turned 30?
That was Isaiah 61, wasn't it, in Luke 4?
Hey, that's in the Old Testament.
Oh, I don't need to read that.
That's that old.
Let me give you one more. Bishop Hall said, good Bishop Hall worked out his thought in a famous passage. Ooh, the parallel is, I love this kind of thought. It's so clear. Do you desire the grace of the Spirit? Go to your Lord's anointing. Do you seek his holiness? Go to his example. Do you desire pardon of sin? Look to his blood. Do you need mortification of sin? Look to his crucifixion. Do you need to be buried to the world? Go to his tomb. Do you want to feel the fullness of a heavenly life? Behold his resurrection. Would you rise above the world? Mark his ascension. Would you contemplate heavenly things? Remember his sitting at the right hand of God and know that he has raised up together, us together, friends, that are in Christ, and made us sit together in heavenly places. And therefore, all spiritual blessings and heavenly places are ours in Christ Jesus. Yeah. Great stuff. Did you like the catechism?
That's the basis.
Did you?
I love it.
Did you like the catechism or did you like Bishop Hall?
Well, I think they both tied together pretty well.
You did.
It's almost like somebody
very well
before the show put the two together and thought this would sound good.
It's a little too good. Yeah. A little too good. But in
Bishop.
Case in point, when it comes to scripture, can never be too good, can it?
That's for sure.
Because it's always perfect. We're always the ones growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
It's like gold. It can only get purer and purer.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
And gold is so small and finite compared to God that it's used on the streets in heaven.
Yeah, and scripture tells us that we're to be vessels of honor, not dishonor. And then he likens it and parallels it with gold and silver and earthen vessels, right, in the book of Timothy.
I want to be gold and silver.
Yes. Thank you for perfecting that which concerneth us, Lord. Those that understand the grace of Christ are seeking perfection in Christ, not excuses for their sins and their shortcomings. Amen. We got DJ calling for DJ Dove. Did you want to do that? Is your last name like Dove, dude, from California?
Are you a DJ?
It's Jan. Actually, I do mobile DJ stuff on the side.
Nice.
Really?
Did you used to DJ for the Gospel Gangsters?
No, but you know what? I do know one of them, or a guy that used to play with them every now and then.
They were awesome, DJ.
We were listening to that song before you got on. I said, I wonder if this is DJ Dove, and I look up, you're from California. I'm like, it's got to be DJ.
Where are you at in California, DJ?
I'm from Bakersfield. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're from Minnesota, but where's Bakersfield?
That's good. Bakersfield is kind of central California, more like, I don't know, we're classified as southern, but it's closer to central than it is southern.
Where do we go, Jake? Huntington Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even San Diego and, what is it, Ocean?
Okay, so you're in the center of the state.
Yeah. You're up by.
That's a big state, by the way.
Yeah, very long.
Yeah. Very long state.
Gotcha. What is it that you want to convey to our listeners, DJ?
Well, what I called about, man, and what I'm trying to get the support on is I've got this initiative going, and the initiative, I'm calling it Respect for Human Life. And what this is, I've seen so much controversy over the gun control and all this different stuff since the shooting there in Connecticut. And just a few days later, you know, not even a month later, there's a shooting in Taft, California. Have you guys heard about that?
Yep.
Okay, that Taft, California shooting, I was 5 minutes away from the school when it happened. You know, and it really troubled my heart, man, because this stuff is getting really close to home for a lot of people. I have children that are the ages of the Connecticut shooting. I'm also a teen minister and a worship leader, so I deal with teenagers on a daily basis.
Yep.
And this thing is getting really out of hand, and the only thing God is showing me is it has nothing to do with guns. It has nothing to do with politics. It has nothing to do with politicians. It has to do with the lack of us having God in our school system and us as Christians not standing up to these people that won't let God in our schools. So I've started this initiative, and it's at facebook.com/putgodinschool.
Okay.
And I would really like to see a nationwide protest, you know, just like the Chick-fil-A guy did. He was able to get a whole bunch of Christians together to support, you know, his beliefs. And I think this is just another step in that direction. If we can unify everybody in the U.S. that have a voice to stand up and not be ashamed to let our, you know, our politicians know what we need in our schools. God's the only thing that's going to fix this. There's no other way to fix it.
Right. I want to make really clear, too, DJ, I agree with everything that you said. Politicians aren't there to give us the approval, DJ. They work for us. And the bottom line is we had, and by the way, in a lot of the schools that we have done, we still see the Constitution on the wall, the Declaration of Independence on the wall, and Ten Commandments. Some schools, some states, you had to pass Bible courses before you could graduate. I'm not asking the politicians for permissions to do what I do. I'm doing it, and that's what the church needs to stand up and do, and possess their ground that God has given them lawfully, and which is ours lawfully. And what we need to do, and again, I agree, DJ, completely, we need to get back up and understand that these are our kids, this is the next generation, and if we don't fight for them, friends, I'm telling you what, they're going to be there to curse us, and you're beginning to see this bleed in right now. So, DJ, again, how do we get a hold of you? I got 2 minutes left. I got to give this back over to Jake. How do people get a hold of you?
Facebook.com/putgodinschool.
Okay, and thank you for calling. Stay in touch. Heather wants to talk to you really quick. Heather, go ahead and pick that up. DJ, there you go. Thank you. No, I'm glad.
He brings up a great point. That's something that we've been doing for over a decade. We've been in public schools and articulating these values and these morals and these principles to the next generation. Every topic we're dealing with right now in the past 5 years, the fallout, the bad things that have been happening, we've been in public schools giving the message contrary to it.
And we didn't have any problems, right, friends. I want you to understand, we didn't have any problems until about 2005 when the homosexual agenda started to permeate public schools.
Yep.
Had no problem, and the kids are not for it, by the way. No.
And so people are shocked. How in the world do you do this? How did you get into school?
We didn't ask for permission.
Just did it, right?
Amen.
The Bible says knock on the door.
We know who's breaking the law,
and
it ain't us.
That's right. So as you go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, I want you to look at the My War banner on the right side of the website. That is a documentary series that talks about our experience, our journey in public schools for over the past decade. Reaching this next generation gives you all the tools that you need to do the same in your communities. We are a nonprofit, folks. Donations is how we keep it going. You purchasing our products, I encourage you, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Support our cause for justice. Get that My War series. Donate $75 today and help us take back more public schools.
Yeah, Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. Know us by our fruit, friends. The doors are open. Come to Minnesota. Check us out. We'll be with you tomorrow, which will be Saturday from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time Zone. Check it out live all over the country and 52 other countries as well. See ya.
And in Buenos Aires, then our shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.